Thank you. I'm going to be preaching today from Ephesians 1, which you can find on page 1108, and you may find it useful to have it open at that page, and focusing on verses 16 to 19. I'm going to read them now from the NRSV, because it is All Saints Day, and they actually use the word saints. I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? Let us pray. Father, we pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we will come to know Christ better and reflect his transforming love to the world. Enlighten the eyes of our hearts, so that we may know the hope to which we have been called and the immeasurable greatness of your power working in our lives, so that we may further your kingdom and bring glory to your holy name. Amen. Did you watch the game yesterday? Is there anybody who didn't see the game yesterday? Oh, Sally. I think you're about the only one, actually. Okay. I must admit that I'd spent my rest day on Friday working out all that I needed to do so that I could spend Saturday morning watching the game. And part of that involved writing most of this sermon. During that time, I reflected that there were undoubtedly many players left in England who envied Saracens scrum half Ben Spencer, who, as I'm sure you know, received a last-minute call-up to join the English side in the World Cup. And I'm sure that those, like Willie Hines, who were injured giving them all, you might remember in the previous game, he had run with his hamstring gone, sort of on one leg really, and deflected a ball from going out. It's great. But those like Willie Hines who were injured giving them all will consider their injury worth it, because they would rather have been fully involved than not have the opportunity of participating. They had the hope of winning the Rugby World Cup for England. And the reason I watch rugby rather than football is because the players, whether they have a flesh wound or have pulled a hamstring or been concussed, will want to keep on playing and will try to do so no matter what the pain and the cost. Earlier this week, the BBC showed the dedication to training of young would-be players in a state school in Harpenden, previously attended by four of our English squad. That personal connection has inspired and motivated young children. And the reason that most people will come into a church or will come to know Christ as their saviour is because they have a personal connection. It's usually either a family member or a friend, and they see God's love reflected in them or hear words of God's love from them, and that inspires and motivates them. Every one of those picked by Eddie Jones has shown an incredible level of commitment and sacrifice, the dedication to practice in all weathers and keep on practicing and honing their abilities at personal expense in many areas of their lives. It is that, together with their ability to work together, to encourage one another, and to prize being a team over individual glory, that got them so far. I'm now going to read our verses from Ephesians from the Message. That's why, when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the Christians, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I pray, I'd think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to give you intelligence and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of his glorious way of life he has for Christians. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust in him. Endless energy, boundless strength. Those last two, endless energy and boundless strength. Eddie Jones has done amazing things with the English squad, and we should be so proud of all those dedicated, committed young men. But God can do so much more in and through us when we let him. And for far more than a World Cup, as wonderful as that would have been. The hope that God offers is such an incredible inheritance that our minds should be blown away, and we should each be more determined and committed than all the English squad put together. Our inheritance is eternal. It is salvation. It is peace. It is joy. It is love. We are called to be Christ's body, representing the kingdom of God on earth, and each day seeking to win the game so that more may come into God's kingdom and know themselves loved. He offers us a glorious way of life, and his work in us who trust him is utterly extravagant. And sometimes it may feel as though we are too battered and bruised to carry on. And it may seem unfair that we are keeping the rules when others aren't and they're getting away with it. And the cost may sometimes seem too high. But Christ paid the ultimate cost for you, for me, for us. And there are moments when we see people being healed, or when God reveals something new to us so that we realize our place in it all. And other times when in the maelstrom and messiness of life, we know that God is carrying us or offering us companions along the way who can support us. And occasions when someone asks us about God or tells us, maybe many years after the event, that Christ started working in their lives that day we prayed with them or showed them God's love. And then all the sacrifice is worth it. It's always good to reflect on what we are doing and how we are doing it, but maybe particularly as the end of the church year draws nigh. Can I remind you that in St. Margaret's, our purpose is to know and share God's transforming love with one another, with our local community and the wider world. How well are we doing that as a church or as individuals? One of our mission action plans is to reach out to the people in Nethern, and we have committed to run Stay and Play on a Tuesday morning. Could you volunteer for that? Don't worry, if children aren't your things, you can always make the coffee or help get the toys out. We really could do with more volunteers up there. You're not committed every week, but actually if you go most weeks, you'll build relationships, build those links in the wider community. Or perhaps you could help with the winter night shelter or at Cameo. As a church, we have financial commitments of £40,000 above and beyond our projected income this year. Can I encourage you to review your financial giving if you're able? Perhaps you could give more than a tithe to the church. As a church, we are blessed with many people of all ages. How can we encourage, equip, and enable one another? Could I ask you to pledge to pray daily for 5 people in this church, and not necessarily those who are your closest friends? Pray for their strength. Pray for their encouragement. Pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them. We are not wearing the white tops of the England team, but we do represent our nation. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. How can we show that we are representing God? Or adapting verse 12, how can we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, live for the praise of his glory? How can we fulfill our purpose to know and share God's transforming love? Is it easy for others to see that we have a glorious inheritance, that we both know and show God's love? How this morning is God asking you to show that fullness of him who fills all in all? I close with the final verse of our reading. God has put all things under Christ's feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Or as the message puts it, the church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. Can we do that? Are we that? Amen.